This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, April 3rd. God's word for you today is the right guide. Our scripture reading is taken from John 14, verse 16. And it says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby, to be with you forever." Imagine the future presents itself as a series of doors. Having the right values will help you choose the right door. However, having the right guide will see you through what is on the other side of the door. The truth is that behind the door is a completely new and different city, a different life with different opportunities and different challenges. We need a guide. When you visit a city for the first time, you have four options. The first option is you could just walk or drive around if you have a car and see new things and somewhat experience the city, but that is a limited way of navigating a new city. Option two is to get a map and with the map, navigate the city better. Option three is to get a guidebook of the city, which contains listings of restaurants, shopping malls, beaches, places of worship, etc. With the guidebook, you can get much more from the city. However, beyond just taking a walk by yourself, reading a map or using a guidebook is actually having a personal city guide, someone who will take you around the city, point out monuments, and tell you the history of the city. With option four, you will get the maximum value from your visit. The same is true with life. Every time you walk through a door, tackle a new year, tackle a new decade, you need a guide. I need a guide, and not just any guide, we need the right guide. With guides, we have the option of choosing different kinds of guides. Some choose super bloggers as their guide, and they do not make certain decisions without checking what the super blogger has to say about it. I think it is pathetic that is the path they have chosen, that a blogger will be the guide of their lives. The hairstyles they do, the places they aspire to live, unfortunately, they even follow the blogger's directives on how to worship God. Yet, for some people, it is social media influencers that they have chosen as their guide in life. They look to celebrities for guide. Some look to television talk shows for guidance. Some choose their friends as their guides. The problem with choosing your friend as your guide is that your friend has good intentions, but limited experiences, limited scope, and limited thinking. Your friend can only give you what he or she has. The good news is that we have the super guide, and his name is the Holy Spirit. And in addition, God has given us the Bible as our guidebook. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander." Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.